touch it! Stop! How touch it?
I heartily endorse this event or product.
Bakehead, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Starring Bob Lutz.
Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now.
Really?
I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Really?
Jeff Lutz.
Just because you got proven wrong, you don't get to go double back. Shut up. What a show I've had.
Wow, that's something.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on. That's all.
You can be replaced, Chicky Baby.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz co-hosting. We got the three-man booth once again today with Jason Duda in. We'll play a password game.
Is that the game?
Coming up at the top of hour number two, I suppose.
That's what you wanted the other day, you said.
Not necessarily.
That's what you said.
To try to get him here. Once you're here, you can come up with any game you want. I don't care.
Yeah, password why would I do that?
It'd be nice to change it up.
I did change it up last time.
Occasionally.
Well, last time we played Password.
No, last time we played...
The time before that, we played Electoral Votes.
That was a good one.
That was a good game.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Password, see that shark up there?
Hey, that might be one of the answers. Oh, ho!
Boat.
Ball.
A game in the snow last night. In, of course, Cleveland.
Because it doesn't snow anywhere else, thankfully.
Well, doesn't it snow in Cleveland earlier than anywhere else?
There's a lake
in the moron.
Well, not in Canada. There was snow back there a month ago. I was talking to my buddy. It was minus 20 blowing snow yesterday, so.
Has he ever sounded more Canadian? Talked to my buddy. It was snowing over there yesterday, I tell you.
It was over there, and it was cold.
Sound like a...
A what?
Nah.
Yeah, be careful. That might get you slapped.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just bring some savvy to the show.
No, that's not necessary.
Why would I do that?
What'd the buddy say, and why'd you call him? Why were you talking to him?
We were talking football.
There you go.
They hadn't talked in 20 years. They were just
How'd
picking up.
How'd your quarterback do? That dare do go do good, all right. Okay.
That's all it was. Not... what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Well, you don't have Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was last.
They already
month.
Had Canadian Thanksgiving.
How's your family? Any of that? Did you pick up Etienne? It's a dumb.
You from
dumb.
India?
What?
Etienne.
Who wants Etienne?
See, that's what you talked about.
No.
Wasn't it?
Well, we did end up talking some, but we were talking vehicles and that sort of thing because. Trying to find vehicle for Avery. We were out looking today.
And you call a guy from Canada?
If anybody has a vehicle for sale, a little sedan or a little SUV that's in good shape, just find me. Let me know. Because I can't find
There's
anything.
Nowhere to find you. Where are they supposed to find you?
Oh, they'll find me.
How do they find you?
Call Max. It's 869-1240. He'll handle it.
The IHOP hotline?
The IHOP hotline will handle anything.
So if you got a car to sell...
Yeah, but it's got to be a good little SUV, smaller SUV or like a sedan she wants. If we can keep it between 10 and 12,
wow.
It'd be nice.
Breaking the bank for the youngster.
That's pretty pretty expensive little ride.
I got a question.
You know how much cars are nowadays? Like, everything's expensive.
You know what my first car was? I picked it up on the side of the road.
I wonder if it was the same as my first car, because they were probably about the same
age. I had this piece of crap.
Oh, yeah, mine wasn't a piece of crap.
And it ran about every third day, and it was just an abomination of a car. I kept it for about a month or two.
That's it?
Well, wouldn't work.
Well, why'd you buy it then?
Then I went out and got a brand new.
Oh, just big wheeling it.
Ford Pinto.
Do you think Bob test drove a car before he bought it?
No,
that's not his style.
Why are you jumping on me?
Did you?
I'm sure I did.
Probably
I had my dad with me.
Brand new. I have a question. So, like, when you see one of those
cars... I was 18 years old when I bought the Pinto.
Yeah, we're beyond that. I have a legitimate...
I'm still talking.
I have a legitimate question.
I had a Laser. It was my first car. Oh, Bob knows about it.
Those aren't great cars, but they...
What do you mean?
They functioned well.
I don't know. Mine was in the paper. It was yours? What's your question?
I don't know the answer to this question, and I don't care if I sound stupid.
Well,
I'd like to know, and maybe you guys know. So when you see a car on the side of the road, somebody selling it, it's obviously not like a dealership selling, it's just a guy selling his car, and it says $8,000 for the car, for example, and then I want to buy the car. Do I have to pay him $8,000 at once?
Probably.
Well, no, you go get a loan, you go talk to the guy and try to get the price down.
But you know what I'm saying? Do you owe him the full price?
Well, it depends on if you have the
upon purchase.
Of course you do, but you can go get a loan.
Yeah, he's not going to say, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. Just make me payments.
No, I'm saying maybe like the title, when it goes into your name, you now adopt payments or something.
No, you pay the guy.
You pay right away.
But you can go get a loan.
Okay.
Same if you go buy a new car to dealership.
Yeah, but that's down payment. That's usually money you already have.
They can finance it for you. So they're paying it off and you have to make the payments.
Right.
Not like you're just paying the dealership.
No, I understand that.
Car.
I get
that. Did you see a car you liked?
No, or? I just never knew the answer to that question.
It's a good thing we're here.
Well, even the two dummies like us know that one.
Well, I've never encountered that situation, so I can't provide any first-hand experience.
Did you ever buy a car from an independent guy? Is this somebody selling their car?
We bought a car from Shannon's brother, but that was like $2,000, so I figured we just paid it.
Well, you can certainly do that.
That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Black Betty.
The guy or woman selling the car doesn't care how you do it. They just want their money.
Could care less.
I understand, but I was saying, do we now assume payments he was making? Does the title mean it's
He's not going to turn over the car. The deed. Of course not. You're going to pay him what you negotiate for the price of the car, and then you make the payments.
No, I pay him. There's no payments.
If you get a loan, there's payments.
Yeah, if you get a loan.
But I'm sure you probably just got like $10,000 in cash floating around.
Yeah.
Back at the house, so you could do that.
Of course.
Which would be fantastic.
I'd need 7 or 8 loans.
Well, so you're looking for a car for Avery, and then in a couple years or less, you'll be doing the same for Jackson.
No, because Jackson will get Avery's car. That's why
spend
a little more on it. Well, he can't use it yet.
Well, but what's she going to do when Jackson takes her car?
Jackson will not take her car.
You just said that he gets Avery's car.
When we get another one.
So Avery has
not just giving it to Jackson.
Avery has a
Avery
car.
Avery already has a car.
What's that? What's the car?
A little Ford Focus.
So we're looking.
06.
So we're basically
she loves
looking.
It, but mom says she needs a better car to go to K-State.
Well, I would agree with that.
Well, I don't. I drove Betty for 1,000,000 kilometers in 26 years.
Yeah, but nobody cares
years,
about you.
That's only 12
back
or 14
and forth
miles.
To Canada.
Though.
Like, she was fine.
Well, I mean, you want a better little ride for your daughter.
She's on the same page as I am. She's like, I'd take my car. I'm like, I know.
Well, so Jackson gets the hand-me-down Focus.
Yeah. You think I'm going to give any new kid a brand new or nicer vehicle to drive?
No, we wouldn't want to do that.
In a parking lot full of kids?
No, we wouldn't want to help the kid out.
You know how many door dings is on Avery's car?
Oof.
From the parking lot?
Well, I can't imagine.
It's utterly ridiculous. So that's why
I drove
beat that one up. Doesn't matter.
I drove my parents' 62 Chevy to school and back. My mom's car. My dad had Renaults, which he was fixing every other day. The man could do anything. And I couldn't. I learned to fill gas at the age of 27.
Yeah, I see. I could do that like 16.
Could you really?
Yeah, but that was it. It stopped there.
I had that. Once I'm driving that thing along in Wichita, a friend of mine, we'd been out somewhere, and we're driving it home, and the muffler fell off.
Sounds about right.
And that car sounded so cool.
Without a muffler?
Without the muffler.
That happened to
Betty,
too.
Yeah, he's just polluting the air, but that's
loved
all good.
It.
Oh, listen.
She just roared.
Mr. Environmentalist.
You want to hear when Betty's fell off, her muffler fell off? I was driving to the bar. I know that's shocker back in Grand Prairie. I could drive.
Did you drive anywhere else?
I could drive from Sexsmith to Grand Prairie. So then we're driving to Grand Prairie, and all of a sudden we're like, what is that sound? And my buddy was in the car, and then we just saw sparks. So we pulled into the parking lot of the bar, and one guy comes out, cowboy comes out, and he's like, dude, you want me to get rid of that muffler for you? I was like, yeah, might as well. So he climbed under the car and just ripped it off. And then I had a rip-roaring car for the next few days.
You never hear of a car. I know we have muffler shops in town, but you never hear of a car needing a muffler, do you? I don't know. I don't pay that close of attention.
I don't know. Not anymore.
Do cars still have mufflers?
I don't know. Well, do they?
Of course they do.
Do they?
How's Midas going to continue to operate?
I don't know. Change oil? Work on your car? I don't know.
Here's what we've got on tap for today on the show. Joanna Chadwick. That's it. Made an attempt to get the elusive Terry Harrison, football coach at Friends. Came up short again. That's two.
What's going on with that?
That's all I'm saying. That's two. You understand? You get it?
Well, if I was playing baseball and I was down 0-2 and I got one more, I know where I'd be. Is that, am I on the same page?
That's two.
How did we come up short? Tell me
how
what happened.
How intimidating did I just sound?
I mean, everybody is scared right now that's listening.
Should I text him again?
Tell me that, Jeff.
You weren't intimidating, but I would like to know how it all went down.
He's probably got practice.
Okay.
And Friends plays in the NAIA playoffs tomorrow, a home game against Ottawa, not Ottawa University here in Kansas, uh-huh. Ottawa College.
Ottawa, Ontario?
Ottawa University of Arizona.
Ottawa College is not the name of Ottawa University in Kansas.
Whatever it is. You've got three Kansas teams playing, or I'm sorry, four Kansas teams playing in the four games. Kansas Wesleyan on the road at Dickinson State. $1 million if you can tell me where Dickinson State is.
Dickinson is probably in the southeast somewhere.
North Dakota.
Maryland. Okay.
You've got St. Francis coming to visit Southwestern. $1 million if you can tell me where St. Francis is.
Probably New York or something.
Indiana.
No, it's Indiana.
Be quiet.
Oh, I had it.
No, you didn't.
Well, I just said it right at the same time, if not before you.
I got in and you.
Well, that was close.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We'll have to review the tape on that one.
And then Baker is at home. They're not in the KCAC, but they're playing Pikesville. Pikesville out of West
Kentucky.
Kentucky. How'd you know that?
Pikesville, Kentucky.
I know some things.
That's
remember,
on
yet? Remember what
wild
I said yesterday?
Guess. That was on a show. That was on Justified.
Pikesville, Kentucky?
Pikesville, Kentucky was in Justified.
So what do you mean? So what do you mean the four games? There's only eight teams in the playoffs?
Yes. By the way, was Matlock on last night?
No. It's not on until next week, I don't think.
It's not on next week.
I missed that.
It's like
or maybe
2 weeks.
2 weeks off. But was last week the first? I don't remember.
Well, that's too bad. I look forward to that show.
It's a good show, but I have more bad news. After the last two or three episodes here in this year, it doesn't come back till January 30th.
Well, that's how most shows are nowadays.
Yeah, well, I don't watch a lot of shows, so I don't know
that. Take that break over the winter, the
mid-season break.
Right.
Yeah, because nobody's going to be sitting in their house when it's freezing outside. Doesn't make
any sense.
Nobody's
going to watch TV in the holiday season.
What, no one's going to watch TV
Christmas?
On January 17th.
Yeah, or December 17th.
You got
17th?
The playoffs. You got everything. Listen.
Playoffs aren't happening
on Thursday.
Of course they do.
See? Yeah. See, same page.
You got college basketball. Take a little break.
Is college basketball being played now?
Yes. And right. Did you see St. John's last night?
No.
Lose to Baylor? They were up 20. In the tournament in the Bahamas. And by the way, this is a good time to watch college basketball because the games are really good and there's a lot of tournaments and they're playing at all times of the day and night. But of course, Jeff doesn't watch anything.
It's not true at all, but I'm not going to watch St. John's and Baylor. No offense.
Well, they're two ranked teams.
Did you watch it, dudes?
Nope. What was yesterday? What day was it?
Thursday?
Thursday was.
See, I don't get it.
Today, yeah, it was Thursday, so I watched football.
I called my friends and we.
I didn't call anybody.
Talked about cigars, and then we turned on the game.
Oh yeah, the good cigars. Oh yeah, you should see these bad boys.
Ridiculous.
My buddy's got. Oh, crazy.
Ridiculous.
Oh, you're just jealous. It's all right.
By the way, already today, Drake with a new coach. You named DeVries as the coach you knew of.
Yeah.
This new coach, Ben McCollum, who came from Northwest Missouri State, where he'd had incredible success. They have already improved to 5-0 today by beating Florida Atlantic.
Pretty good win for Drake.
And you know he has three transfers who are playing prominent roles.
No, I don't
from
know that.
From Northwest Missouri State.
Really?
I find that interesting. See, I know a lot more than Jeff. Is it becoming obvious?
No, you just want to know more.
On certain things, yes. On certain
what do you
things,
mean yes. I want to know
so
more?
So you like, oh, who does Drake have on their roster? You'll do that. I will not. But if I want to know something, sure, I'll go check it out.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Who do you think's better? The bottom 50 teams in Division One or the top 50 teams in Division Two?
Well, Division One.
Really?
Undoubtedly.
So you think like Mississippi Valley State, who only beat the Mississippi University for women, that's their only win, you think they're better than Northwest Missouri State or whoever?
I think probably.
No, not a chance.
Probably have better players.
No. Not a chance.
Well, I mean, you could find an outlier in any debate.
Well, I'm just asking, which 50 worst?
I think if you put the 50 worst teams in Division One and matched them up against the 50 best teams in Division Two, the Division One teams would win at least 35 to 40 games.
Really?
In that matchup.
I don't think so.
Agree, dude?
Well, I think that you should both just watch the top 50 and bottom 50 of D1 games. And then you guys can let me know.
Oh, we have an authority who's coming with an answer to that question.
Who's the authority?
What do you want?
A Division I player himself back in the day.
Oh, not Ron Baker.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Ron, what are you doing?
I mean, we love Ron Baker.
A guy who worked his tail off and exerted his will, made it all the way to the NBA, played in Madison Square Garden with the New York Knicks. No less of an authority than Ron Baker.
You make this up, don't
you? Has weighed in.
You are so insecure.
Has weighed in on the debate.
I've never seen a more insecure person.
What did I do?
Oh, I could do the same thing. Hakeem Olajuwon just texted me.
Well, that's great, but Ron Baker did just text me.
Do you believe it?
Sure, why not?
What did he say?
He said no, and I don't know what that means.
What does no mean?
I don't know.
Well, what was your question?
I think
your
I said.
The question was, could the top, bottom 50 teams beat?
No, my question was, who's better, the bottom 50 teams of Division One or the top 50 teams of Division Two?
And I just said, in my opinion, if you matched them up, it'd be about a 35 to 15 edge for the Division One team.
Ron Baker has now weighed in.
He has
expanded upon his answer.
Oh, fantastic.
He has offered clarification.
Oh, clarification. That's
and he said, and I quote, this is it. You guys ready?
Just read the
thing.
It's
probably two words.
Top 50 D2 is better. There you go.
Uh-oh.
And I believe him. You know why? Division One player, Ron Baker.
I would respectfully disagree with Ron Baker.
A guy who played?
Yeah. Yeah.
And who probably had a lot of friends from small town Kansas, played
Ron
Division
Baker
II basketball.
Is a champion for the little guy, okay?
What are you saying about Ron Baker?
I'm saying he's a champion for the Division II people.
Why? Why him?
Because that's how he thinks. That's how he operates.
Don't you think he would probably know a little bit more on this than you would?
Of course he would.
Bob, come on.
I do not.
Well, when you hear from somebody like that, I would take that over you saying it's the other way.
Yes, as would I.
What's your problem? You getting choked up trying to talk?
I don't know.
I mean, if you can't handle me,
can't
don't.
Handle it.
If you can't go toe-to-toe.
I can't go toe-to-toe. Oh, jeez.
All right.
Like, you don't think Division II, the best teams in Division
II? I just said what I think.
Are not very good.
I said 35-15.
You're talking
30-20.
The terrible.
Oh, he's backing up now. It was 40. Now it's 30.
I said 35-15. That's what I think would happen.
You said 35-40. Now you've got 30-35.
Yeah, I got 35-15. That's what I got.
No chance.
I actually agree with Jeff on this.
Good.
Because your bottom, your 50 D1
and
teams.
And your good friend Ron Baker.
Well, that's Jeff's
buddy. D1 teams are ranked.
You know what? I've had it.
Do you know how far away, like, the bottom team in Division One is from the top team in Division One? Much closer.
325
Yeah, much farther away than the top Division Two team is from the bottom Division One team, which is they are better than them.
Good for you.
Right? If you think about it that way.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and continue this debate. It's now 1-on-3.
Any other
because
former NBAers want to weigh in?
Believes he's developed some kind of kinship with former Shocker great Ron Baker.
Well, I must have.
Why Ron Baker's texting Jeff will be one of the great mysteries of all time.
I hope one day I run into Ron just to ask him that question.
I would be fascinated with the answer.
We'd all be fascinated with the answer, including Ron.
Stay with us. We've got much more to come. Back in a minute.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Don't forget about the IHOP hotline, 869-1240 IHOP, the official breakfast partner of Xbox. All right, we're back. We talked a little college basketball. I can't interest either of my co-hosts in
that. Well, talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, I can't interest you in it.
Baylor St. John's, what'd you see?
Baylor was down 20 and won on a last-second shot, and it was entertaining. And St. John's and Rick Pitino are back. And, you know, another team that is intriguing is all get-out?
Baylor.
No.
Oh, I don't
know. DePaul.
Really?
They hired the former coach at, what's his name, Holt?
Lou.
Help me out. He coached at Ohio State.
Holtzman?
Oh, God.
Chris Holtzman?
Chris something, but not Holtzman.
You sure about that?
Yes. It's not Munn.
Is it Holtzy?
Just shut up. I'm trying to talk the pump house out of hanging that jersey.
Why would you
First
do that?
Of all,
it's Chris Holtman.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that's who I thought
First
it was.
Of all, you played a it million years ago. Nobody that goes to the pump house has any recollection.
Oh, it'd probably be a conversation starter. Who's that
Duda.
Guy? Who's that guy?
Yeah,
doesn't he have a diner?
Conversation would go. Wonder who that guy was. I don't know.
Oh, then it would start.
Beer?
Go on forever.
That's how the conversation would go.
Do people just say that?
Beer? I can't wait to go. I could go down there with Jeff, have some more pizza.
That was great times.
Their pizza's really good.
We should do that in the spring again. Check out a softball game.
I'm not invited, I take it?
You take it correctly.
Yeah, tell us you'll go. Trust me, we're not going to buy an extra ticket because you're not going to show up.
A ticket to what? You got to have a ticket to get into the pump house?
No, we'll go to a softball game or a baseball game.
You got to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to a softball game with you.
Well, there you go. So we were right.
In a million years.
Why not?
No interest in you guys. So the softball would be fun.
Well, then you can sit apart
from us. Sit by yourself. That'd be great.
Eh, we'll see.
We can point at you from the
other
side of the
stands. We could potentially think about it.
No, you're not invited.
No, not anymore.
That was all hypothetical.
That was
you know, it's
pure.
Awesome being the man on top.
What do you mean?
I love it.
Begging to be invited to things?
Yeah, I love it. Because nobody likes you.
Right.
And you just do your thing.
And is that being on top?
You don't try to please anybody. You don't care.
And you don't.
You don't. It doesn't bother you that Ron Baker texts your subservient guy.
Well, it clearly does. And Ron, if you heard that.
It doesn't bother me. So.
Obviously, something's getting under your
skin.
Yeah,
what is bothering
you? Whatever he wants to do is fine. If they want to hang a jersey of Jason Duda at the pump house, go for it.
Speaking of hanging jerseys.
There's not one
I think it's great.
There's not one person who will decide to go to the pump house now because your jersey's in there.
I guarantee you there will be.
Speaking of hanging jerseys.
Well, your family.
Do you think when they...
They can't go in there. Nah, they're not old enough.
They'll go.
Do you think when they retire Ron Baker's jersey, he'll ask me to speak at that ceremony?
You'd love it.
I think that'd be a good idea.
It would. I mean, I saw a lot of his games. Yeah. We're obviously close friends now.
You were a journalist, so you can write.
Right.
It makes sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
What do you think, Bob? Don't you think that'll make sense?
That'll be the time where we're starting to phase in people and phase out some other people.
Who are we phasing out?
No names named.
You'd love to phase me out. That's your dream. You want to be doing this show when I either keel over dead or decide that I've had enough. You want to be and you want to say to the people, I'll carry it on.
If I was going to phase you out, it should have taken a lot less than almost 10 years to do so.
Well, I don't phase out easily.
We know.
Oh, that's meant to imply that we'd sure like it if it happened quicker.
I don't think it was implied. I think it was pretty thin.
Where do you come down on all that?
It wasn't implied. He basically said it.
Where do you come down on all that?
On all what?
You want me phased out?
I like the three-man booth, so... No,
Well, there could be another three-man booth with whomever they bring in.
Well, who else would they...
To replace me.
Who would he bring in to replace you?
I don't know. Jeff? He probably has... Ron Baker.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't know what he has going right now.
He might have time on his hands. I don't know.
Probably does. Probably get a pretty good pension plan with the NBA. He's fine.
I don't know if he played long enough to get the pension.
I think if you play at all, you at least get, like, health insurance.
Well, there you go. In Major League Baseball, to get the full pension, you got to be there 10 years.
Yes, that's tough to do.
10 years of service in Major League Baseball.
And what's that considered? Do you have to play a certain amount of games or just be under contract?
You have to be under contract.
That's a long time.
But if you reach that milestone, you're set.
Even if you don't, you're pretty well taken care of. But the full pension...
Well, you do okay, but you're making six figures the rest of your life if you get to 10 years.
Right.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd take it. I'll take it right now.
I should start.
We should start playing
baseball.
You know what my pension is? I don't even want to tell you.
Tell us.
I don't want.
Yeah.
At least I got a pension.
That's true.
The Eagle did away with pensions about 15 years into my employment there.
So they grandfathered you in appropriately.
Well, yeah, I qualified for the pension.
Qualifications. Bob met him.
I guess so.
That check arrives the first of every month. Right into my bank account. See, that tweaks Jeff to
death. I was debating on whether to say something funny, but I know what you'd come back with, I'm not going to do it.
Let me say this. Every time you've debated about saying something funny... Nothing you've ever said has been funny. So I can see why you're
shying away. That wasn't a logical conclusion to that.
Okay. Say it.
No. I don't want to. The risk is greater than the reward.
Why? Because I'll come back at you?
Yeah. And I don't want you to... This time, I'd be opening myself up to being bested. So I don't want to do it.
That may be the smartest thing he's said in a while.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to do it. Usually I have the upper hand, so
he doesn't like it, though, when us boomers get any kind of, nest egg.
Why?
He just doesn't like it.
Because nobody else ever has. And it was their responsibility, basically, to pass those luxuries down, and they didn't. They just took it all for themselves. So why should
I be
happy?
Give me an example of that.
Pensions.
Okay.
That's a good example.
Well, that's not boomers' fault. That's business.
Why did you fail businesses?
What do you mean fail businesses?
Why is there no pension anymore?
Well, I don't know.
It had to be your generation that did it.
Some companies have pensions.
UPS has pensions.
Ooh, do you qualify? 10 years?
Yep.
Sweet.
Well, there you go.
Me and you, Bob.
You're set for life.
I don't think it'll be six figures.
It is if you had like three or four decimal points.
I mean, I can't help what am I going to turn down the pension?
No, absolutely not.
You're just, upset and jealous that you don't.
But don't think that, you know, we can just cruise through life like you did, knowing that at the end of it, well, they'll take care of everything. I'll write this kind of weak column on a Tuesday, but it'll pay off in 40
weak
years.
Column.
So that,
wow.
Why does it become personal?
Wow. I can't believe you went there.
Why does it become
I'm
personal?
I'm going to put the mic down.
So you're
don't
attacked.
Put the mic down. I need
wait
you.
Wait a minute. You're attacking my work?
No, I was just saying that might be your mindset. It wasn't.
Do you think that I ever set out to write a weak
No, I'm just
column.
Saying, I didn't put my.
You think I ever went, I didn't put my.
Yeah, I think
you
one
do.
Or twice.
You think I did.
I think once or twice you said.
Have you ever seen that from me?
I'm going to miss the mark on this one.
Have you ever noticed that from me?
Notice what?
That I'm okay with missing the mark?
Occasionally. I think everyone's okay.
Not that I don't miss the mark, but you think I'm okay with it.
That's tough. I don't know. I think everyone should be okay
Everybody
with missing the mark.
Everybody misses the mark.
Yeah.
But the people who purposely are okay with it? Come on, man.
What if it was just a joke? You didn't get me.
It wasn't.
You didn't get me on that one.
No, it wasn't.
I debated saying it, said it. I win.
Well, what were you going to say before?
Duda!
Yeah, Duda knows better. He knows you took a personal shot at your father.
Is that what you think happened?
He's out of this one.
Said I was out of this one.
But okay, but it's over.
Yeah, it is kind of over. Now
you can recap
can we
it
go
for
back
us?
And ask your opinion?
Okay, so what would you like to know?
Was that a personal shot?
Absolutely.
Do you think it was warranted?
If we were just sitting around at Thanksgiving Thursday, it wouldn't have been warranted on this show. I would give it some grace.
So I should just go with it?
No, you should fight it. You should fight it. But I wouldn't take
it
too serious.
You know, one thing I've never done on this show is attack my son's work.
Huh. That's not true.
Oh, that's not true.
What work have I attacked?
All of it. Joe Auer.
That's not attacking work. That's attacking non-work.
But you take shots
you're attacking it for him not doing
you
it.
You take shots at the Friday Five. You say things.
You do. That's true. Forgot about the Friday Five.
Which is out today, by the way. CatchItKansas.com.
Well, and thank goodness for David Michael Hahn boosting that thing up. Because
yeah, he did.
There's no one.
Somebody thought I was too hard on Valley Heights.
Why were you hard on Valley Heights?
Because they're going to get smashed. And it's okay.
Well, I hope they don't now.
It's okay to say that.
And really, you shouldn't do that to high school kids.
I can listen to that argument, but I'm just having fun with
it. Yeah, but no, Valley Heights, the people in Blue Rapids don't know that. They don't know you're just. Who is this guy? Who is this clown? Jeff Luck?
Well, I was using it to make
And you said there are no games on. There are only games on Saturday. That's wrong.
No, I fixed that, so relax.
Well, I'm relaxed, but I don't know why we have to attack Blue Rapids, Valley Heights.
I wasn't attacking Blue Rapids, Valley Heights. I was saying that if this is the discrepancy between the two best teams, basically on this side of the state, in a whole classification, why do we need all these classifications?
Well, that's a different argument.
Because Conway Springs, but I used the example of Conway Springs is going to very badly beat Valley Heights.
What if they don't?
They will.
But what if they, let's just say what if they don't?
Then I'll come back next week and say sorry.
You will?
Yes. If they keep it within 14.
Will you let me call the football coach at Blue Rapids Valley Heights and get him on the show Monday so that you can issue an apology in person?
If they win, yes. If they keep it within 2 touchdowns, I'll print an apology.
Why can't I? If they win, the coach at Valley Heights will be on this show Monday.
Yes. I don't want to get a guy on and just lost. But if they keep it within 14, I'll write an apology.
And then if they win, I don't care about all that. Nobody's going to read that.
See, not attacking. Nobody reads it, though.
No. No, but he's never done that.
No, I'm not attacking your work.
No.
I'm attacking the vessel you use to display your work.
Which is what?
Which is his work.
Catch it. What's it called? Catch it, Kansas.
Yeah, just that's where I work.
Why are you two so sensitive all of a sudden?
We're not, but you can't
sensitive.
Just say something and then immediately.
Well, yeah.
Oh, by the way, the blue in your beard yesterday. What we?
I didn't mind that. You gave me some notice about.
But what did you determine that you thought
toothpaste.
It was?
Yeah.
And you went and washed it off immediately after the show, or
yes.
what?
Yes.
Because it's still kind of. Duda, is it still kind of there?
It kind of does look like it might still be a tad there.
Just
a
little, I don't think it is.
Just a little tint of blue.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Hopefully nobody noticed.
Next week we'll be on here Monday through Wednesday. We'll take Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving off. And we're getting to that season, holiday season. I got my Christmas lights up. They look
you
fantastic.
Sure do.
This morning, had some hallway lighting put in.
Why do you like having Christmas lights up? I'm not saying it's unusual or anything.
My wife loves it.
It seems unusual.
And that makes me happy.
Okay, that's all. That's all.
Well, that shut him down, didn't it? Here's a guy wanting to argue about anything.
No, you've never been a Christmas guy.
Well, see, there you go. So he has the right to ask the question, and you gave a good answer, and he backed off. He was done.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I know where he's wanting to go with this stuff.
Where?
Well, you're a big Christmas guy now, are you, huh?
No, I just wondered.
Well, maybe he's thinking back to his childhood and during
I
Christmas.
I put up Christmas lights. And we always had a
Christmas
tree.
He didn't think
no.
that he was.
Yes, we did. Of
Where?
Course we did. In our living room on Bella Vista.
No, we did not.
Of course we did. I put a Christmas tree in the, what is that? The southwest corner of the living room. And then I put lights around that picture window.
Okay.
Did you go and get a tree?
Yes.
That's how we used to do
it. I don't remember that at all. But I'll take your word for it.
We used to take
I know there were no presents under there.
Take the snowmobiles out. Away we'd go, five or six of us. Everyone go get a tree.
Now, am I the biggest celebrate Christmas guy in the world? No. But my wife likes it. She puts up a tree. We like our outdoor lights. They look great. I'm all in.
Fantastic.
Do you put up a tree?
Absolutely.
Your wife does.
Yeah, I'm surprised she hasn't already. I think she does it day after
Most
Thanksgiving.
Most people wait until after Thanksgiving.
Ours is up.
Yours is up.
Our date used to be
Three
December 10th.
Three trees.
Yep. Dia loves Christmas.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. They look good.
You're insinuating that you're irritated.
Who? I'm irritated?
That you have three trees.
I'm not.
Who's holding Max?
I'm not. Not a chance.
Oh, Doc.
Really?
Wow. This is a surprise. Hey, Doc.
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's up?
Well, we're fine. Here's our World Series of Face-Off
Grand Champion.
Grand Champion, Doc Fenwick.
I was just driving my car, and I was just realizing that I've listened to Bob Lutz for nearly half my life, and I just wanted to wish you happy Thanksgiving and your son happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Have you at least had a productive other half of your life?
I'm doing all right, man.
Thank you.
See, that's why people like Doc don't gravitate toward Jeff.
He laughed. That's all I needed.
Yeah, he laughed, but he's
pretending. I'm definitely Team Bob. I listen to you every day. You guys don't ever forget that. But I'm Team Bob.
Well, you know how I feel about you. So,
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
bromance.
You know he'll not say it, Doc. But you know,
Doc, you're one of my boys. You're my guy.
And the bromance continues.
Yeah, you know what? Jeff can have Ron Baker. I'll take you.
Yeah, I win that one. Sorry, Doc.
That's all right. I take Ron Baker too, man. So I appreciate you guys, and it's great to hear you guys every single day, and I love it. And happy holidays to you both, man.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Doc. See, that lifted my spirits.
Me too.
I didn't like you.
He doesn't like me, but that's okay.
Don't let your spirits be lifted.
Team Bob, really? You have a team? That's disturbing.
He's got T-shirts out. Haven't you seen them?
I have not.
Oh, yeah, they're unbelievable.
Well,
I've been hanging at the pump house.
I've got a jersey hanging at the pump house.
Team Bob shirt.
Week 42.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
So, who's the one guy in this room that doesn't?
I don't think he's had access to my jerseys, but I can sure get him one.
Well, nobody.
Or I can make a custom one. That should work, too. What team should I do? Raptors?
Well, why don't you do Guardians?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And he'll, Darren will store it somewhere and
that'll be, in
that'll
the
be good.
That works.
Jameis Winston. So I've been, obviously I follow the NFL. But I didn't know about his incredible personality until this year.
Really?
What'd I miss?
He's been doing this for several years.
Yeah, but
I'd agree.
Did anybody really?
Yes.
They were talking about this on Get Up today, and the guys were saying the same thing.
They were?
Yeah.
They have not paid attention.
They said,
then.
Like, he's become a national treasure this year.
That's...
Well, that's Mike Tannenbaum and all those guys. I mean, I'm not...
No, he's been talked about.
Why
like
haven't that. You talked about him on this show?
Because I am not Mr. Jameis, but I'm also not. I don't have my head in the sand either. I know that he's been talked about as being the personality guy and being entertaining.
Well, he's hilarious.
At press conferences and saying
he's
funny
got,
things.
Whatever happens in the rest of his playing career, I don't know what he's going to do post career, but whatever it is, will be widely viewed.
As long as it's not, you know, like a one note kind of thing, where he's got to bring something to the table, right? He's got to have some knowledge.
He'll be on one of these studio shows.
Yeah, and if he has that personality matched with the knowledge and the insight, then yes, he'll be the best in the business.
But remember when Jameis Winston was persona non grata, man? Nobody wanted anything to do with that guy, and here he is now, kind of leading a Browns. I wouldn't call it resurgence.
I wouldn't
they're
either.
Still not very good. But they did beat Pittsburgh last night in the snow in a game.
One of those wacky Thursday games.
Well, Pittsburgh coming off the game against Baltimore, playing in the snow. Kind of set up that way, but give Cleveland credit.
They did. They got it done.
Miles
Nick Chubb.
Garrett had three first-half sacks in that game.
Yeah, and then they gave up two touchdowns to go down by a point. And then they can thank the Pittsburgh kicker for punting the ball with 3 minutes left, 12 yards.
Well, in that weather, you never know what you're going to get.
Well, still he punted.
You ever tried yards. Punting the ball in the snow?
Oh, I'm from Canada. Yeah,
I mean, really.
You ever tried not punting it in
the
snow?
How'd the punts go?
They were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Straight spirals going 73 yards.
Were you a punter when... Did you play football?
I didn't play. At the same time as hockey, I never played football.
Just in the backyard.
We'd all get together and go down to the football field, though, and we'd play all the time.
And did you punt?
Of course. I just told you. Just
nobody
booming
punts.
Balls down
nobody
there.
Nobody punts in those games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. We played by the rules.
Nobody has a pickup game.
7-on-7, and you punted. Because those are the rules. That's how it's played.
Oh, Canada.
Oh,
Canada. So backwards.
So good.
You miss it, don't you?
Some things, yes. Absolutely.
Well.
Right now, to be back home? No, I don't.
Not in the winter.
It's minus 20, blowing snow. Like, I don't know.
We've had a relatively, knock on wood, mild start to our fall. Or what are we in? More than two-thirds of the way through the fall. Can we keep it up? What's the weather look like for...
We've got a warm-up trend coming. I love those terms.
Is that according to...
We got a weather system. We got a...
Well, it's going to be 60 on Saturday, but then I think it cools off again.
65 Sunday.
Really?
And then in the 40s, and then that'll be high 40s, low 50s.
Yeah, that's probably our last 60-degree day of the year.
I'd think so.
But at least we have a couple coming up.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of 40s coming up after that,
yes.
Which is okay.
Hard freezes overnight. Don't like it.
Why? What's it going to do?
Scrape the windshield.
Well, you got a double car garage.
Yeah, I know.
You got a drum set. You got,
I mean, I don't have a drum set in there anymore.
What happened to the drum set?
That broke a long time ago. I've got the electronic one inside the house.
You broke the drum set?
Yeah, I play those drums hard, man. They bust right through those toms and snares and things.
That's what happens when you use a hammer.
That's right.
You need drumsticks.
So what'd you do with the drum set?
It's kind of just still hanging around in there, but it's not taking up any space.
Do we ever clean out the garage?
Sure.
Well, how come we don't park in the garage?
Why can't we get a car in there?
There's a lot of stuff in there. I don't know. I'll ask.
That's what I just asked.
I think so.
It's not whether it's clean or not. It's just there's stuff in there.
That directly means it's not.
There's a cat in there. I mean, I want the cat to be able to roam around a little bit.
Well, sure. But we should be able to get one car in there.
One car in there.
Is it one we drive?
It's not one I drive.
But it's your wife's.
That's correct.
Well,
Bob's like, I never let that happen.
Whoa. Really?
No, my wife would get the priority.
Really? I love it.
That's like what it's about.
Coming over here today and someone's parked in my parking spot. Not happy. I wasn't happy.
I thought I left you enough room to park behind me.
No, not even close.
Oh, well,
that's
on.
Debbie's therapist.
Well, that's okay.
We're sorry to inconvenience you.
I park on the street every day. Yeah. Well, I don't park in the driveway.
We're really sorry to inconvenience.
He's talking about me.
I'm talking about him. You don't even know what we're talking about, and you're chiming in. You got to stop that. You got to stop.
I don't.
If you don't know what you're talking about, you can't just chime in.
This is why guys like Doc have the Bob's. They're part of Bob's crew.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Doc.
Doc's a great guy.
Thanks, Doc.
By the way, I'm going to give him
the size of this guy's head right now.
I'm going to give him a little plug, okay? Ziggy's Pizza. Get out and get it because it's, in my opinion, among the best pizza in our area.
Very good.
So there you go, Doc.
There you go,
yeah.
Doc.
What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, seems to be the philosophy.
Well,
but
they were texting before the
yeah.
If he texts me into the free pizza, I won't turn it down.
Yeah, absolutely not.
All right, let's take a break. We've got an hour left. The three-man booth, Max Power back in our studio. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. We'd love to hear from you in this next segment. It's called Jive Talk. Although, dude is going to have a game, so forget it. And we don't know what the game is. Is it password?
Mm-hmm.
It is password.
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
Jeff asked for it, so I did it.
We'll play it. Coming up next.
Takes forever to do.